When you feel like you're praying to yourself, you're living in self-consciousness in the moment, but the Holy Spirit still resides in you. So when we pray, we may say this is going nowhere, and it may become a frustration to us. It's like my thoughts are hitting the top of my head, and it's as far as they're going. Do you know where that notion comes from? That notion is a projection. Do you think that the devil wants people to pray? The devil most definitely does not want people to pray. The reason why the devil doesn't want you to pray is because that is your place of communion with God. In a war, one of the first soldiers that is aimed at is the radio guy, the radio man. Why? So that the unit of soldiers cannot communicate with their commanders. In similar fashion, Satan attacks prayer warriors. He would love nothing more than take a prayer warrior and decommission them. Except that he is not able to decommission a prayer warrior. So what does he do with the prayer warrior? He tries to distract them and discourage them. Because only the prayer warrior can decommission themselves. But nobody else can. In the Word, we are told, pray without ceasing. What does that mean? That we are in consistent communion with God. I cannot pray without ceasing and do my job. I wouldn't be able to focus on my job. But it doesn't mean it the way that sometimes people think, well, how do I pray without ceasing? It means I'm in constant communion with God. That's what prayer is. It's communion with God. Prayer is not necessarily a laundry list of requests. Hey God, here's my grocery list. Can you fill this? That's one type of prayer. There's nothing wrong with that. But if that is the extent of my prayers, then my prayers are very one-dimensional. Sometimes you pray and you don't even say a word. Prayer is communion. And so, the way that you would sometimes sit with a friend in a car, and you actually enjoy their company, but a word isn't spoken. And sometimes with the very same person, you may have a long conversation. You share your heart, and they share theirs. And this is what prayer is like. You are there in the presence of God and you practice the presence of God. What does it mean to practice the presence of God? It means that you are consciously aware of God's presence. That you practice that awareness. And that by consciously being aware of God's presence, it's not that you enter into the throne room, is that you force yourself to realize that you are in the throne room. You never leave the throne room. You're seated above in Christ in heavenly places. You cannot leave the throne room. There's nowhere to go. That's your place, is in the throne room of God. Above in heavenly places. Prayer brings us to the realization of our place. And within that realization of being in the throne room of God, we also recognize that we are seated in Christ. And because we are on the right hand of the Father in Christ, now we can have communion with the Father. Because we are saying, hey, the Father is here, I am here. Hi Dad, how you doing? He said, I'm good son, how's your day? Well, let me tell you about it. He said, I'd love to hear it. And you start to communicate. You start to fellowship. And the place where prayer becomes difficult is when I think that I'm praying to a distant God. Prayer is not mail. You understand? I'm not writing God a letter, sending it off, and hoping that someday I'll get a response. Prayer is an instant communion with Him. And sometimes I simply watch with Him. Sometimes I sit in quietness with Him. Sometimes I have conversation with Him. And sometimes He has conversation with me. We practice the presence of God on a consistent basis. The more we practice it, the more practically we experience that communion with God. We can practice this in the details of our lives. Have you ever had a situation where you're on the job fellowshipping with God as you are on the job, even though you are not saying a word and you're still working efficiently? Some people say, well, you're spirit filled. Yes, you are, and that's what it means. We practice the presence of God. We listen and we hear. We talk and we think. And we listen more. And sometimes we're quiet. And we do this with the closest friends that we have. So it also tells me that prayer requires a friendship, a relationship, a comfort level. It's difficult to be comfortable, for example, with people who are not kind. Have you ever tried to be comfortable with a critical person? It's very hard. You say a word and they'll find something to criticize about it. You say, good morning, I don't like the way you said that. And you're constantly walking on eggs. It's hard to relax with a person like that. You know, and you find yourself not knowing what to say to them because you never know what's going to cause the negativity. On the other hand, there is a person and you get around them and you say, good morning. And they say, it's so nice to see you. I'm so glad you're here. And they'll talk to you and they'll be fun with you and they get you. And they're not touchy. People who are not touchy are very easy people to be around. Very easy to talk to people like that because they're not touchy. You know that if you say something and you don't say it just so, you won't offend them. And they won't be angry with you or critical or reactionary at you. Because they're not touchy. And you can relax and you can let your guard down and you can have a good time. You see, we see God in one of two ways. Sometimes we see Him as the critical, touchy person. In which case, we'd rather keep our distance. In which case, we don't feel like we can just talk to Him. Because He'll judge us. Or He'll criticize us. Or He'll fault find us. But some people see God the other way. Like this really easy going, relaxed person who's not touchy in the least, who you can just talk to and enjoy their company, and they'll talk to you and enjoy yours. And people like that are edifying to be around. Which one do you think God is? I'll tell you now, if you're not sure, God's the easygoing one. He says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light, take them upon you. He says, I am meek and I am lowly in heart. Come to me if you're weary and you're heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. That's like a person who is not touchy, who is very easygoing, who's relaxed. That person edifies, their presence is edifying. And God is like that. The devil likes to attack our prayer life. He likes to eliminate it because he'll bring concepts of what it's supposed to be. And what we don't always understand is that what our prayer life is supposed to be is constant. That doesn't mean that I'm constantly bringing formal prayer to God. I don't always have to be on my knees. I don't always have to be quiet. I can be doing whatever. Start thinking of prayer this way if you have trouble with prayer, and many people do. You're not so much bringing a list or trying to talk to God. You ever meet somebody who never stops chattering? You don't have to be somebody to God who never stops chattering. That's not what God is asking for when He says, "I'm listening." What you want to do is think of it this way. I'm practicing the presence of God. I'm acknowledging in my own heart that I am in His presence. Because in fact, I am. It's not that I'm pretending to be, it's recognizing the reality that exists. I am in fact in His presence. I never depart from His presence, and His presence never departs from me. And living in that realization brings us to prayer. And understanding that the presence of the person we are in is the easygoing one, the one who is not touchy, the one who is not critical or offended or reactionary or angry or bitter or negative or sarcastic. Some people are like that, but God is not. The one in whose presence we are is the one who welcomes us there, who's really happy to see us all the time, who likes it when we laugh, who likes it when we're simply there, who likes it when we talk or are quiet. Think of it that way. Otherwise, prayer becomes a difficult exercise. A lot of people have problem with it because they see it as a difficult exercise because they don't get it. Prayer is not my grocery list. Prayer is being in His presence. And so if I talk or I don't talk, some people say, "I will make such and such a time in the day for prayer," and that's fine, that's a good thing. But at the same time, does it end there? And if so, why? Did you walk back out of the throne room? Maybe you thought you had, but you haven't. You're not able. And so we pray without ceasing, because we're always in His presence. Prayer is like this. Sort of like sin or lack of sin. Prayer is like this. If I'm praying without ceasing by practicing the presence of God, I turn and I look at Him. On the other hand, the person who thinks, "Okay, now I'm not praying," what they're actually doing is kind of, "Now I turn my back toward Him. And then when I pray, I'll turn around and look at Him again." But what really prayer is you're seated with Him and you don't move from there. You stay there, seated with Him. When you come to that realization, then you can pray without ceasing. Good question.